At City Hall, new legislation gives veterans and military personnel protected class status. This under New York City's human rights law. Councilmember Jemani Williams, along with New York City public advocate Tish James, introduced the bill which protects vets against discrimination.
This legislation will designate veterans as a protected class and any form of discrimination against them because they are veterans will be illegal under the human rights law. This means that unscrupulous housing lending and real estate practices that target or discriminate against veterans will not be tolerated. They will be prohibited and punishable under the law. Landlords will not be able to deny veterans housing simply because they are veterans, and financial institutions that deny veterans equal access to loans and credit will be held accountable, and they too will be accountable under the law. And no employer will be able to refuse to hire a veteran because of their veteran status. Now you may ask, does this really happen? Yes. The Office of Public Advocate has received a number of complaints, and that's why we've partnered with Councilmember Williams to introduce this legislation.
Nearly 900,000 veterans live in New York State, 225,000 in New York City. Statewide, there are 30,000 active duty military personnel and 30,000 National Guard and Reserve personnel. And within these numbers, there are vets who face discrimination.
It's a great thing to hear our fellow citizens say, we support our troops and we love our veterans. But too often, when it comes to hiring a new employee or finding a new tenant, employers and landlords may assume that veterans and military members are either a risk or a problem.
Kristen Rouse is the founding director of the New York City Veterans Alliance. She served in the U.S. Army and in the New York State National Guard. Rouse did 3 tours of duty in Afghanistan, the last 2 times when her National Guard units were called up for active duty. Rouse stands on the steps of City Hall praising the new legislation, pointing out obstacles vets encounter.
Veterans of any service era may be seen as too physically or psychologically damaged to be worthy of reasonable accommodation or understanding. Landlords may not understand or accept VA disability, pension, or GI Bill payments as legitimate income. Military reservists and National Guard members may be seen as risky employees because of their scheduled monthly and annual training, or because they may be called up for a period of weeks or months to serve in our nation's defense.
We speak a lot, very highly of our veterans, but are we doing what we're supposed to be doing for them?
New York City Council Member Jemani Williams.
By putting this in the human rights law, we've made it much easier to bring a complaint to a commissioner who was really taking this HRC, the Human Rights Commission, to a next level. And I want to say thank you so much. It used to be a place where people thought their complaints went and just stayed there. And she's really made it a place where you can come and really have action. And she's openly supported making the commission more robust, adding more protections. So people now don't have to worry about going to court. They can go to the Human Rights Commission, they can file a complaint, and violators can be fined. It's very important. Our bill actually also extends the people who are currently protected under federal law. We now include reservists and state retired veterans who were not fully protected. So this bill is very important. We should all be proud. And I think this is a case of us trying to put our money where our mouth is.
Commissioner of Veterans Services, retired Brigadier General Dr. Lori Sutton, says this bill is a convergence of city stakeholders working together.
Here in New York City, we're reminded every day of how veterans and their families are our city's leading natural renewable resource. And what is that renewable resource? It's the commitment to and the capacity for service. That's our North Star. And what this legislation will now do is for veterans who have faced discrimination, whether it be in education, whether it be in employment, whether it be in housing. You know, it's nice to know that the feds got your back, but D.C.'s a long ways away, and Albany's a long ways away. And thanks to this legislation, it's no more than one's own city.
You're listening to the news here on WBAI in New York.